Welcome to A Few Goldilocks Bears Podcast. This is a podcast where we talk about things we love, things that we hate, and things in the middle. This could be things that we're indifferent about, that we're ambivalent about, that we're on the fence about. These are the gray areas of life. These are the things that aren't in the black and white, that they don't maintain to your precious polar opposites.
This is Vincent Cloud.
John Nemitz.
David Lauer.
And Scott Allwood.
And before we get into our topics, let's talk about the old topics that, like, go move to Florida topics, all right? Like, we have outlived your use. In a segment we call the Deja Few. Go ahead, Dave.
Oh, man, we have beaten this topic to death, but I'm not going to stop talking about it. I'm going to talk about traffic again. So somebody crashed into some stoplights, like right down the street from me. And instead of like regular stoplights, it's like a highway and then like a road that crosses it. They just put a four-way stop sign. So now everybody has to come to a stop. And it's, you know, there's two lanes going this way and two lanes going the other way, and then people crossing as well. And the thing that pisses me off the most is, you know, it's whoever gets to the stop sign stops. You go in first come, first serve. And I will stop, or someone else will stop. I will drive up and stop. And then I wave at them, like, move along. And then they wave me on, like I'm holding them up. And it pisses me off so much, because if I wave at you for you to go, the response is to go. Don't wave back at me like I should go. You're the one who's holding everything up.
Like two young lovers refusing to get off the phone. No, you hang up.
No, you hang up. You hang up. You say bye.
This is a recent thing. I love that it just happened and you're like, I got to get this off my chest. But that is annoying because it does disrupt the flow of traffic, regardless of if they're trying to finish a text or something.
Yeah, or like maybe they're even trying to be nice, like, oh, I'm going to be so generous and like let people go. And instead
they're
of
just
like,
ruining day's everything day slower. Instead.
Well, I was.
It's always the same driver. It's 55 to 60 year old woman every time. And I've been behind her or hypothetical her, and I'm sitting there and she never goes. Everybody goes and she's still waiting there. And then a second round of cars is just going because she will never go. And it's like, you just got to go. Shit or get off the pot. Like, come on.
When I'm riding my bike, I always try to, you know, follow the same laws that a car would follow. But people always just assume I'm going to be like a typical asshole bike rider and just like blow through stop signs and stuff. So like, I'll always like be coming up to a stop sign and, you know, like trying to time it so that, you know, like the person who got there before me will go. And then like, I'll not have to come to a complete stop. You know, you're just trying to like kind of roll through, they go past and then you go. But then like, I'll get there and they won't move and then I'll stop and then they'll like wave me to go. I'm like, okay, I know you're being nice, but like you just follow the normal rules, and people are planning for everybody to follow the normal rules and everything just goes smoother.
Yeah, and it can be dangerous if you wave someone and somebody else starts going and you weren't looking the other way and they just like waved you to like, go ahead, drive into traffic. And then you get hit.
Exactly.
Anything else? Should we get the show started? Let's, let's do it. Who's first here? Scott, you have the opening.
Yeah. Which one am I doing? Which one am I doing? Love
history.
Am I doing love? Because I love people's histories, like personal histories. Okay, I'll stop being a weirdo for a second. Just when meeting people, I tend to just listen and hear their stories, and I want to know anything and everything you want to tell me, because everyone is so fascinating and everyone's living a completely different, they're in a different world than you are. We all have our own. It's just fascinating. I'll never get tired of it. And it's like, I'm not one to be sitting there trying to just, like, when it comes to relationships or like meeting women, my goal isn't to, like, oh, I gotta fuck this girl. I genuinely am curious as to their story, even your guys' story. I don't know jack shit about any of you, and I do not want to, but most people have personal stories and they're all interesting. No, I'm just kidding. But what do you guys like? Do you guys enjoy hearing that stuff, or you just think it's like, oh, can you stop talking so I can talk, please?
And not as a podcast, I would say. Like, is it Marc Maron who he'd have guests, and he's like, so let's start from where you were born and work your way up to now. I'm like, no, I don't care. Like, I would rather have a guest on, and then you just do the show that you typically do, much like Scott. Like, you're not on the show all the time. But if you were to come on and I'm like, Scott, let's start from the beginning, boy. I'm like, no. Like, I'm against it. I hate that shit.
All right,
I
Scott,
think,
let's start from the
yeah.
beginning. Conception. Tell us
Oh
about
gosh, what a joy this was. You know, just to
it.
I can agree with you on that. That would get a pretty tedious if that was the full show every single time. I would rather it start from a point, and then if it organically gets to something like that through conversation, then cool, let's bring it up and talk about it. Because even when I do these, I enjoy when you all speak from personal experience of something that has happened to you and why you feel this love, hate, or indifference towards whatever it is. And you guys always bring interesting topics up. I mean, you're well into a bunch of episodes of the show now. And I was just telling my girlfriend that I was going to do this, and it's been a while, but you guys keep it fresh. And there's never been a time where I'm like, oh, they're talking about this. It's like, no, these are your personal love insights, hate insights, and whatnot. It's just a great concept, Vince. Round of applause.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was kind of from the three of us, Matt, John, and I think the general idea of it. But yeah, I agree. It's a good idea.
I'll pat you on the back too, John.
Oh, thank you. Ow, my back.
Sorry.
In general, like when I'm meeting people or even people with p people that I know well, like I just don't really enjoy talking about myself that much. So I'm always like way more interested in like they'll tell me something and I'll just ask like follow-up questions and just like dive into more about whatever they want to talk about, 'cause like I just get bored like talking about like my own
Very relatable.
experiences and I'm just like okay, I haven't even finished my story yet and I just don't even want to finish it. Like this is I can't imagine how you feel about this.
I tend to like speed up the story because I get that way. Because I'm like, okay, let me finish this so I can just ask questions about you because I'm more interested in just hearing and, like you said, asking questions.
Dave, tell us a little something about yourself.
Silence.
Well, the thing is, I don't know. Like, so I'm like on both sides of the fence on this one, because it depends on the person. Because sometimes people are just telling you all about their life, and I'm just like, oh my God, I don't care. Like, they're telling me like about their kids and the new dog they got, and then their neighbor. And then like what their neighbor was doing. And I'm just like, this is just the boringest shit ever. I don't care. And then I just start talking because I'm like, I'd rather listen to myself talk than listen to the person I was talking to talk. And I know that I'm boring. So like they gotta be bored of me, but like in my head, I'm like, this is some kind of weird payback. I'm gonna make them listen to me instead. But it depends on the person. 'Cause there are some people you meet where you're like, I know people, but Like, I want to hear more about their history, but I also am like, I don't want to ask too many weird questions. Like, I know you're from San Diego. Like, tell me about your childhood. You know? What was that about?
I think it comes from like I find others interesting, but I don't care for the ones who go into their life story and I'm like, I never fucking asked. Holy shit. Like they're egomaniacs who are just like, I did this today and like no one cares. Like stop talking out loud so loudly that everyone in the room can hear what you did today. That's a whole nother thing. Like I'd rather ask than be told. You
I
know what I'm
see it
saying?
differently in the sense that, like, I dealt a lot with customers who kind of just start spewing stuff at you. And I always just kind of felt bad for them in a way. Like, that maybe they didn't have anyone else to talk to. So I was happy to be that person for them. Like, yeah, tell me what you did today. Tell me what you're proud of. Like, something silly that happened to you. So you can, like, feel you're having human interaction. Maybe that's why you came here, because you are able to get that from us here specifically or something.
Yeah.
I always hated being like going to the grocery store or the bank or something and them asking me a bunch of personal questions. And not even that personal, just like, what are you doing this weekend? I'm like, you don't care. Like, I don't even care what I'm doing this weekend. Why, like, let's just get this transaction over with. And like, if you want to tell me what you're up to, I'll listen to that, but I don't want to like go
Then
into
just be vague and drill them back. Like, oh, I'm
yeah.
going camping. What are you doing?
I don't know stuff. How about you? I do love the phrase "spare me your life story" as an insult, and I do like to use that on people when they're talking too much.
You use it on anybody who's just, you're like, hey, how are you? And they're like, oh, I'm doing pretty good. Spare me your life.
You asked me. I don't care.
Yeah, it's like a challenge.
You know, Vince, there's actually a very fascinating way the Segway challenge came about. So it used to be like we'd have to switch topics and I feel like often you
Embarrass your
were
life
trying.
story. Get to the point.
All right.
right, go ahead, Dave.
I'm gonna talk about something I love. I think I love it. Yes, I do. The Tony Hawk Pro Skater video game series. Tony Hawk Pro Skater, I think the first game came out in like 99, 2000. I freaking love Tony Hawk Pro Skater. I played like the first game on my Nintendo 64. And then I invited my friend Frankie over to my house and we just like were playing Tony Hawk Pro Skater. We freaking loved it. It's such a great game. You don't play at the same time. You just kind of hand the controller back and forth. And like the sequel was even better than the first one, and then the third one was even better. And then after the third game, it kind of slowly got worse and worse. But the first three games are incredible. It introduced me to like a different like the culture of skateboarding that I was not aware of like skateboarding at all. Of like people would get camcorders and just record themselves skating and like that, and then you could play like the music in the games is amazing. The soundtrack to the Tony Hawk Pro Skater games, I think, are the best soundtracks of any video games ever. Like, even like Madden Football and NBA Live, they all stole the idea of like, oh my gosh, they got like licensed music and put it in the game. They're like, Madden Football would do that. I specifically remember so many things with like I had a computer in like the year 2000. They were coming out with Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2, and you could download a demo and it I had dial-up internet, and I downloaded the demo just so I could play like one level of this sequel, and it was my favorite thing ever. And it was like the demo came with like three songs that it would play. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I got three free songs I can listen to. And it was just like the worst level ever. And I was playing it on like my Windows 98 like gateway computer. And then I think like Tony Hawk 3 was just amazing. It was that one came out on like PlayStation 2. That game was absolutely incredible. The graphics were great. They really like honed in on the controls and everything. I just freaking loved it. And they re-released 1 and 2 like a year or two ago on Xbox and PlayStation and Nintendo Switch. And this summer they're going to come out with 3 and 4, which I said previously, like 3 is a great game, 4 not a good game. But part of the reason is because 4 almost felt like an expansion pack on a 3. It was kind of the same game. And then they just came out with some crappier levels. Like none of the levels were as good. But in this re-release, if you package it all together, it would be great as one product. And so, but for the re-release, they're gonna actually add like new skaters and like more modern skaters. They're gonna add some. I'm not sure about the soundtrack, if they're gonna be able to still have the licenses or they'll have to redo the soundtrack, but I'm interested to hear what it is. Have you guys ever played these games?
Heck yeah, I loved I played the heck out of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 on PC. And like yeah, the soundtrack was like amazing. It was like the pop punk stuff that I was like super into at the time in general. I remember in particular this one Bad Religion song that was on there that I would play on loop basically. Gameplay was fun. Doing all the grinds and pop shove its and kick flips and all that stuff. I had friends who skateboarded in real life, and I would try to occasionally, and I could pretty much like ollie, and that was it in real life. I tried so hard to like be able to do anything else and never like could land a trick. So that wasn't going to be in my future, but love the video game.
Got
What's
further than me, I could never do anything like that trick wise. All I could do is just ride on it downhills and then get really
it?
scared and fall off at the
Only
very end.
downhill, like flat ground. Nope. I don't know how to propel it.
Can't do it.
What's an ollie? Which one is that?
That's just where you make it jump, basically.
Oh,
Like,
okay. Well, that's something. Yeah.
I'm with you guys, though. It was a great series at first. I was really into it. Same reasons you guys did. Love the soundtrack. There was a song like it was on two because that was my go-to. Out with the old and with the new. Mock said, keep it clean. Do this. That's the song from there. I don't know if you guys recognize it, but obviously I love the song. I would always go to the schoolyard. That was my favorite level.
Wow. Yeah, I never maybe I've played it, but I wasn't very good. And skating, I just knew I couldn't do that. There's something in my bones, my broken bone. No, my unbroken bones. I'm like, I know. I remember people getting seriously hurt trying to skateboard. I'm like, eh, it looks cool, but it's not that cool. I'd rather do something else. And but in terms of the video game itself, so Dave, do you know skaters now? Like, can you name off besides Tony Hawk, like someone?
Like Rodney Mullins was my guy that I always played as. And on, I don't remember if it was two or three, I think it might have been on two. They would have like, if you got like full stats or played through the whole game, you would be able to see like a mixtape, which was just like a minute and a half of the skaters skating. And Rodney Mullen's mixtapes were just insane to me. They were so much better than everybody else because everybody else was in a half pipe and doing spins. Rodney Mullen's, he would just be standing on blank pavement with his skateboard and he would just stand on the edge of his board and then he would flip it over and stand on the other edge. And then he would just do all of this stuff with just doing like, I think it's called manual. Where you just like tilt forward on the board and you're just balancing. Like the weird stuff he could do was just amazing, and he was always my favorite.
Wow. I wish I could have gotten into this. Remember real quick those little finger skateboards that people would do? Remember
Oh
Oh
yeah.
Tech deck.
Tech deck, huh? Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I just remember trying it and I'm like, I don't have the balance, so I'm not going to try. But when you mentioned the music, UFC does not do that. You have like this cheap ass music. I think Busta Rhymes was on one song, but no one's ever heard of that fucking song, you know? So yeah, it sounds like Tony Hawk was really fun. That's like Grand Theft Auto now. Don't they have real music?
Yeah, at least they used to. I don't know
Yeah.
anymore,
Oh my
but
gosh.
oh man, I was walking around the Skyway the other day, and there were kids with like a camcorder playing with those on like the rail of an escalator. So, you know, it was like a conveyor belt, basically. Like, yeah, that's awesome.
I
Wow,
can't
they're
believe they're
still
still out
around.
and about there with the kids.
I know, I was surprised too, being that we played with these 20 years ago.
It's weird, like to this day, when I walk around like a downtown of a city or like a park, I will look at stuff and be like, oh my gosh, I would love to grind down that. I'm like, I don't even know how to do that. But if I was in a video game, I would totally go around that loop and down that ramp and down that side rail. Like you just see different concrete stuff that's built, and you're like, oh, that'd be perfect to skate on.
Yeah, I said I would like to grind on that in several bars. I don't mind telling you. Back in my clubbing days, a little personal history for you, Scott.
That
Right, segue challenge.
I can dig. I don't know. It sounds like a car, but.
For the listener.
Oh,
Scott
yeah, really, the
has
whole time.
I always forget about that. I had a tech deck
a
that I was
tech
using.
deck. I
Go ahead, John.
hate getting shocked by static electricity, and it happens to me all the time. And like I know where it's gonna happen to me to the point where I'm like a Pavlovian dog just like waiting to receive my punishment. So like at when I go into the office, I don't know if it's just dry in there or what, but I know like when I go to walk towards the bathroom, there's a door that when I touch the handle, I'm gonna get shocked. So for some reason I think it's better to like take matters into my own hands and just shock myself on something else and then open the door. Like, oh, at least it's not the door that shocked me. I don't know why that's better, but I've had it like ruin stuff. Like one time, I was fixing up an old computer, and one of my coworkers was going to give me like a memory stick, like a or like RAM chip that he wasn't using anymore. And we were walking towards each other, and he holds out the RAM stick, and I like grab it, and like shock of electricity goes through it, and like it literally fried it. It didn't work anymore after that.
What? That's insane. I've never heard of that happening.
Because like when you do like computer repair, they actually make like a bracelet that you would wear, and it you like connect it to the ground, like to a piece of metal in the computer, so you're like grounded to the computer itself. So
Have that
you're
for everyday life that you could maybe start
I
wearing around
mean,
the office.
that's not a
You
bad
get
idea.
shocked
Just
that
have
often. Just on a
Just have like
leash.
a ankle bracelet that's dragging along the ground to like keep me at electrical neutral with the rest of the building. I kind of like that idea. My, walking around and, I just want to give my sweetie a kiss and that, that shocks each other and she threatened that she's not gonna allow me to kiss her anymore unless I figure out how to get that under control. Like it's just ruining my life, you know?
Do you
Oh.
drag your feet? Because that doesn't help.
I don't think so.
Wow.
If anything, I'm excited to get there.
Okay, so in terms of electric shocks, yeah, it's crazy. Like you're like, but like when I was a kid, we had horses and we had an electrical fence. And I must have been some fucking, I was a red man with a red neck, because I didn't mind touching the thing and like, oh, that was cool. And then like get
Just
some
looking for that
siblings,
necktie.
yeah, exactly. Grab some siblings, and they're like, we don't want to do it. I'm like, ah, it's gonna be great. And that's for telling on me about the gasoline squirt gun.
Vince, are you jacking on in there?
I'll never tell. Why is your hair sticking up so straight? Fucking something about Mary, motherfucker. Yeah, no, it sucks. Those little bitty shocks. You never can get used to it because it's shock, you know? It even if you prepare for it, it is just like, damn it. But with the electrical fence though, that's different. That's not like feeling it at the tip of your finger. That you kind of feel it throughout your whole body. So it's kind of like spread out a lot. So it's more just like a, you kind of jerk your body. You don't actually feel that little bitty pinch of electricity when it comes to static shots, a shock. So I consider that like the paper cut of electricity. Yes.
So this has been your whole life? Like this is like a reoccurring thing throughout always?
Yeah,
Because
for me, yeah, like certainly during the winter, but yeah, it happens all the time.
I can't, like the last time I got shocked like that was I was playing mini golf, and this was probably last summer. And before that, I could not tell you when the last time I was shocked. I know it's happened, it's annoying as fuck. So I feel so bad that you are experiencing that so often, because I'm over here not appreciating the fact that I'm not getting shocked at every turn. I need to start appreciating small things like that. Thank you for bringing this up.
Do what I can.
You're not alone, John. I get shocked all the time too. If I am petting my cat on the couch, I'm building up a bunch of static electricity. And once I leave the couch, if I try to kiss my wife, I'll shock her. If I try to pet a different cat, I will shock them.
Shock? You will shock her?
No, Vince, you perv.
The listener.
No. Moving on. When I'm at work, I work in an old hospital with old X-ray equipment and CT scanners. I swear, there is so much stray voltage just going through the walls and the floor in that place where there's certain door handles you will always get shocked if you touch them. It's if you take the sheet off of the X-ray table and you go to throw it in the laundry bin has like a metal rim to it. You will get shocked every time. So like what we do is we'll take our hand and we'll place it on the wall and just run our hand down the wall. Then we'll touch it because we know we won't get shocked as long as we take our hand and run it down the wall first.
Wow. That's crazy.
I've actually gotten shocked like from tap water. Like you turn on the water and then like yeah, you literally get shocked by the stream of water.
You been shocked during this podcast?
No. But
Touch some things. Let's see if we can make
it
happen.
happen. Dave, we're over here. Oh, man. Yeah, that's too bad for you, John. Didn't you also say you sneeze a lot, right?
Oh
So I wonder, I mean, I don't think they're connected, but
Or are they?
It's all starting to come together.
Spark
Could
plugs
be.
up your nose.
Electricity is making my nose itch.
I'm
Have you
wondering
guys
if that's
ever
a thing,
heard
though. What?
of grounding and grounding yourself?
Is that like a sex act?
No.
You just have to sit in the corner
Is
for a
that like the
while.
shocker?
So grounding, you can Google it. I don't totally get it because I'm not a physicist. I don't understand it. But learn more by Googling it. We all wear shoes around with plastic soles or rubber soles, so we're not actually touching the ground most of the time. So the thing is like take your shoes off, take your socks off, walk outside on the actual ground, and that static like buildup or whatever in your body will be able to ground to the and it'll like release out of your body. And there's like TikTok videos, and I don't know if this is BS or not, but there's like parents who have little crying babies, and the baby's been crying for like an hour, and they will take their shoes off, their socks off, and they will walk outside with the baby. And once they put their feet on the ground, like all of a sudden the baby's not crying anymore. And it's like, huh. I don't know. It makes you think, makes you go, is there something to it?
I'm going to need you both to test this tomorrow before you go to work and then report back to us. Go outside, see if you get shocked throughout the rest of the day afterwards.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm trying to think like can you store up the groundage so that if I walk a few blocks outside barefoot and then I go to the office, will I remain grounded?
Ooh, I have an
No,
idea.
I think you're just gonna have to be barefoot all the time.
Or you do this. You take your shoes and you fill the sole or whatever. You cover the bottom with moss. That way you're always, and moss is very fucking comfy, right? Ooh, that'd be nice.
Like an insole, just fill the bottom of your shoes with dirt.
Yeah.
Right.
They call it grounding. Here's what your kids might be doing right now. Find out at 11.
Oh, that's a segue, right? Come Okay, let's go with my indifference. So neighbors. So I, for the most part, I lived in Delsdam. It's a very w heavily wooded community, and like our neighbor was our uncle, an aunt, but they lived like at the end of a block. Like that's how far away our neighbors were, where you could see the house, you could sometimes hear them if they're outside, but barely. And whether I l liked it or not, I'm like, oh, that was nice. Like I got used to it. So as soon as I graduated and moved into a city or whatever, I'm like, oh God, there's like people everywhere, you know, and some are nice, some don't want to talk to you, and that's fine. You know, I don't have to talk to you either. But then sometimes, like, I remember lighting up a joint and I put on my fucking headphones and I'm like, I'm gonna go for my fucking walk, motherfucker. I said to myself, and I go out there, and this neighbor's like, hey, how's it going? How's the weather? And I try to indicate that I have these gigantic headphones on, but it's like, he's still waiting for the response. And I'm like, yeah, hey. It's just like, it's so annoying. You know, like I don't think I am antisocial, but I do have those tendencies. If I could be alone, I probably would be. So, and now that I'm looking into purchasing a house, man, I, even if they're a little bit more expensive, I do like the ones where it's like kind of out in the middle of nowhere. You know, I turns out I like to sing, and I can't sing if I'm living in this fucking eightplex, you know, especially with thin ass walls and stuff. They're gonna hear me, guys. You know, so I
And they
just
might give me
don't.
a record deal, and I won't know what to do with all the time that I'm lost.
And then I'm gonna sell out. I just know it.
Yeah,
But yeah, I don't know. I think I would prefer no neighbors. What do you guys say about neighbors?
I've been very lucky with neighbors I've had throughout the years. They pretty much, I mean, I sing and make music at all times when I'm at home, and I don't have my neighbors complaining to me. Never really had any issues with any of my neighbors ever. And now that I say that, I know I'm just going to be fucked in the future, but it's one of those things where, hey, right now though, I'm still good. Like there are four apartments in this building that I'm at. I'm on the top floor and they're all spread out. One person pays for an apartment, doesn't even stay here. They live in a different state. So it's like I only have to worry about two neighbors, and one neighbor's so far away on the other side above the other person, don't have to worry about them. Person below me, sometimes it's not even no one living there. So it's just pretty cool. I've been very lucky, so sorry about you guys if you haven't.
I've had pretty neutral relationships with all my neighbors. I've had like we live in a single family house in like a neighborhood. And like we've been there for over 15 years, and I wouldn't say we know any of our neighbors all that well. We've watched, some come and go. We have renters on one side of us, so it's like different people all the time. Yeah, the only real annoying instances we've had were kind of with temporary people who like bought the house next to us and like flipped it and then like had a bunch of opinions about the property line and all this stuff that nobody who's lived there long term actually cared about or worried about that much. It was just like, oh, we're ma this is an investment, so we better make sure everything is like exactly to the inch and all this stuff. I have friends who like have become very good friends with their neighbors, and like that seems kind of cool. Like if you have someone there that you can relate to and want to hang out with and stuff, but just has I've either never had the right neighbors or never been the right neighbor to experience that.
The house I live in, when I moved here like 4 years ago, we had the coolest neighbors ever. They were like a single, or they were a couple, like a young married couple, like the same age as me and my wife. And it was just like, oh my gosh, this is great. Like, it's like friends, cool. And then they moved like 6 months later, and we were devastated, and we're like, okay, if you guys move, just don't sell your house to someone who has a noisy dog. I don't want to hear a dog barking all the time. And they're like, okay, and I'm like, yeah, they don't care, they're gonna take whatever the best offer. And then we got new neighbors, and it's some lady with like three kids. Yeah, they
The
didn't have a dog, thank
noisy
God, but they had like three weird kids, and I don't know, but then they just moved again. And then now we have our third set of neighbors in this house next to us. And it's weird that this house keeps getting so much turnover, because it's way better than the house I'm living in. And I'm just like, man, can I just like swap houses? Like, why does there have to be so much paperwork and so much money? I'm like, I'll just move all my shit over to that house. And I could do that over the course of a weekend. Like, I don't want to make a deal with the bank. Like, come on.
Next time just like put the for sale sign in your own yard and then move all your shit into their house.
I just want their new carpeting and their new siding and their house. It's so nice. I've had like bad neighbors in the past. Like, I don't know, like not the worst neighbors, but just like annoyingly noisy neighbors where like I lived in a downstairs and the people above me, I could just hear them having sex. And it's just weird when you're just like sitting there watching a movie and you're just, oh shit, so and so's home from work. Oh, he's gonna be on top of his old lady in about 10 minutes. And then you're just like, nope, now it starts. Yep. And you're just like listening to it and you're like, what the fuck? Turn the volume up.
Then you like have to look him in the eye later when like at the block party or whatever.
No, I never talk to these people ever. But I was like, when I did see them, I was like, oh shit, that's what they look like. Okay.
Now you can get the image better as you listen.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh,
I've had
man.
like my current, I have a neighbor on one side here that we live in town. Their kid has a four wheeler and he will just drive his four wheeler in a circle in their front yard. And there's just a
And he
giant
never
dirt
once asked
circle.
you to have a turn.
No, never. And it's just really like loud and annoying. And it's just, rah, 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 just going in a circle. And I'm like, shit. I'm like, just drive down the street. Like, there's farm fields around here. I'm sure you could go somewhere and just go on a farm field, have some fun.
How old is this kid?
10, 11, I would
Okay.
say. He's old enough where when I was that age, like, I would be allowed to like cruise down the street a little bit.
Because you, I mean, they're probably inside. You would think that would be annoying to them as well. Just.
Exactly.
I had some bad neighbors, and it also had to do with sex. So it was, yeah, what a turn it was. So there was these two middle-aged men, gigantic drugs and drunks people, right? And Jordan and I lived together, and we'd always have to walk by this one dude. He's like, "Hey, got any beer?" And we're like, "No." "You have any money for beer?" I'm like, "No." "All right, you know." But it was these two
Love that voice.
dudes. Yeah, it was horrible. I hate his voice. I could hear it in my mind. But they were just these horrible drunks, and they did all these drugs and stuff. And they would occasionally show up when we're having parties, and it was just so gross. Like, "Oh, hi, yeah, we are neighbors. Can you go?" You know. One time, Jordan stole the guy's table, and it was, you know, you could just see like all the weed and the needles, you know, all that shit. And he's like, "I stole it." I'm like, "Get it out of here. They are so gross." So this is the worst thing though that happened.
Were you the bad neighbor at that point?
No,
Because you're
no.
stealing stuff from your
Well,
neighbor.
if anything, Jordan was. It was so stupid. I don't know why he stole that. But anyways, this was the worst thing.
Not the point, Scott.
We were having some drinks, and the one guy shows up, and he's like, "Yeah, what's his name? He stole like I passed out, and he stole $50 from me." And we're like, "Oh, really?" And he's like, "Yeah, but I got him back though." And we're like, "Oh, you want to know how?" I'm like, "Sure, yeah, you know." He's like, "When he passed out, I sucked his dick." We're like, "Jesus Christ, get
Oh
out of
man.
here." And he's never gonna know.
What? Exactly. He was sitting like, "Oh, I got him." We're like, "Oh, God, get out of here." So yeah, neighbors, right? Are we done? Is that the
Yeah.
show? Let's end
Hey,
on that.
I mean, hey, that's a hell of a story to end on.
All right, that's the show.
Bye.
Tell them about the email, John.
Oh, well, you know, like we're sick of coming up with our own topics, so get these lazy listeners and viewers to help us out a bit. So if you have something that you love, hate, or are indifferent to, send an email to topics@afewgoldilockbears.com. We'll put a link in the show notes here and tell us what you love, hate, or are indifferent to, and why. And maybe we'll talk about it on the show.